views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate on The Janice Underwood Show.
Welcome. This is Janice Underwood, and you're listening to The Janice Underwood Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Oh, wow. I'm excited. Happy New Year. This show, we're going to explore multidimensionality, and I thought it would be a really cool show to do that with the beginning of the new year. And as you already know, when we don't have a guest, I like to dive into the Life Creator System and give you sort of like your own coaching session so that you can make the most of the stuff that we talk about, not only with me, but also with you know, other guests. So with that, let's go ahead and go into gratitude for today. I don't know what you might be grateful, but let's take a moment and sink into that beautiful vibration of gratitude. And what I'm grateful for today is I'm grateful for my health. I had a little bit of that sinus stuff that's been going around, and I'm grateful that my body was able to recover quickly. And I am also so grateful for those that helped me with my business and in producing the show. And another thing I was thinking about today, because people are still struggling. In fact, I had someone reach out to me over the weekend, and I thought that today on the show, I'd also offer a prayer. And what I want to offer is this, is that those who might still be struggling with thoughts and believe that those thoughts are them, I just pray that they understand that those thoughts are not them. And a lot of times we get those thoughts, those mind loops, those thought loops, the stories, we get them from other people. And sometimes we get them from our experiences. You know, maybe we got scared. You know, a memory is created when we have an emotion tagged with it. And it can be really hard because then we start thinking certain things. And so I'd like to offer that, you know, anybody out there who believes that their thoughts are them, I just want to let them know they're not. They're not you. And thoughts can be changed. And in fact, you know, our perception can be changed. That's actually what we're talking about today. We're talking about how do you go from, you know, the physical senses into understanding your more energetic nature. And to me, it's a simple concept, but it is very hard to unlearn and then relearn some of the ways that we play in our environment. And so today we're going to explore multidimensionality because I think that it's such a big word, and a lot of people who have been in the spiritual growth arena for a long time have learned about this word and learned about energy. But I really want to take it to another level where we understand that it is part of our perception and we can shift our perception. So let's start with this. Let's start with the Life Creator System. As I've mentioned before, it's one of the many systems that are available to people at this time. It's an important time, and it's a great time for shifting. We have a lot of help. And if you listen to the show that I did with Susan Christensen not too long ago, we also have a lot of help from the other side. And I know for me that a lot of my energetic intuitiveness was rebirthed when I was sitting with people who were dying. And the death process is really interesting in that way because it's not only someone's transition, but as they're transitioning, they get connected into multi-dimensions. They get outside of their bodies. And for a lot of them, they actually are in transition where the soul leaves and comes back in the body and goes a little farther and come back. I remember when my grandfather was passing, he paid, and at the time I couldn't sense these things, so I had to rely on someone else who could. But the person who was with me sensed that my grandfather was there and was telling me things that he was saying. And one of the things my grandfather said was that that he was going to go fly around for a little while. You know, he had a short conversation with me, and he showed the person I was with a picture of me when I was young. And it was one of his favorite ages for me. I think I was 7, and I remember that. I had this beautiful yellow dress on, and it was one of the best memories I had as well. And he said, you know, he talked to me a little bit, said everything was going to be okay and to keep doing what I was doing, and that he was really grateful. And, hey, see you later. I'm going to go fly around now. And so it was just this understanding that I started getting that, oh, you know, there's a little bit more beyond our physical senses, even if we don't know that that it's there for us to tap into. And so with that, I started becoming more and more energetically intuitive. And a lot of my clients are energetically intuitive. They just simply struggle with making sense of what's real and what's not real. And so the Life Creator System is really about that. It's a multidimensional system. And it helps people connect beyond their physical senses to bring in more of the wisdom and the soul essence that they have. And it helps to bring that to the forefront of our perception. You know, perception's a really interesting, it's a really interesting concept. And so when we dive into our perception, and that's why we talk about the creator mindset, we talk about the creator body design, we talk about energetic body tuning, because all of that is for shifting your perception. And when we do this, we have less of the repeats of certain lessons in our life. I'm sure some of you are done with some of the lessons. It's like, okay, can I just get over that one? But it does take some time. You know, I always think about it as a spiral. You know, we'll see some situation, and if we haven't quite gotten all the learning from it, we'll see it again. It'll just, you know, and sometimes too, we'll transcend it at a certain level of awareness, and then we get to see it again at another level of awareness. And I love that some of the teachers that I've had say that instead of looking at it as something we're stuck in, look at it as something that we're exploring in different ways. So the more aware we get, the more we're actually learning how to transcend it in different levels of awareness. And for some of us, it means that we'll also be teaching others how to transcend it. So we need to have all of that understanding of what it's like to, you know, explore it from all different ways and solve the problem in tens of different ways. So you might be wondering then, why do we want to bring our soul essence and more of this soul wisdom to the forefront? Well, what I've learned is that when we can make room in our life for this wisdom to play with us, you can think about it this way. It's like having a library, and it's filled with all of these great books, these how-to books. Well, you already have that inside of you to a certain extent, and then there are things that you're learning while you're here. But why not use your library? Why keep reinventing the wheel? Why keep trying to find something new when you have it within you? And so this is one belief. When I started going into self-help and in coaching people, I really took on the belief and made it part of me that we have everything we need and more. So when we have access to this library, to these books of wisdom, we can access the creative forces better. And each of us, I believe, are specifically designed to play with certain creative forces out there. And so, you know, for example, you might move very quickly into your creative way, your creative nature through joy. And someone else might do it through love. And someone else might do it through playfulness or happiness, or, there's all these different vibrations. And then, of course, if you connect more with colors, there's a lot of understanding about different vibrations and what kind of color ray you might be more tuned into. And so I love this because multidimensionality is that. It's about our energy. So it's focused then, the system and this work that we're talking about is on helping you with the how. Like, how are you going to be this great co-creator that you are in life? And that's what we're talking about today. And so I'm really excited that you're here and that you are tapping into your co-creative nature, because you are a creator here. And one of the biggest, most fun tasks we have down here is to learn how we can move the environment to create. Like, how do we get this beautiful physical world, this physical universe, to create a situation for us that we can learn from? Or how about this? How about create a relationship that two or more people can thrive in, because the energy is being tapped into? Maybe that's the energy of love or reverence or gratitude, whatever that is. So, let's think about that for a moment. And we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll start diving into multidimensionality. And I'm going to make it as simple as I can for you today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling, as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We're back again. Thank you for listening to the Janice Underwood Show. And we were talking about our co-creative nature and tuning our body and our mind and energy so that we have more room for our soul essence to reside within us and ultimately in our life. And one of the shortcuts to understanding concepts like multidimensionality is through relationship energetics. And this was something I learned in working with people during psychic surgery sessions. So I didn't know really what to expect from those sessions when I started doing them initially. And so I did them on practitioners first, just to make sure, you know, that I really understood. Because jumping from hypnosis type sessions, hypnosis coaching to purely energy and psychic surgery sessions was a kind of a leap for me at that point in time. So what I learned back then, though, was that when people focused in that now moment within the body, that the body has so much information. And through the years, I've found, you know, there are specific channels and specific energy waveforms that are generated from different areas of the body. And I thought that was really interesting because I didn't set out to really understand, you know, about multidimensionality, but it kind of came to me. And so it's really nice when concepts, I think, come into our lives where we can experience them first and have words about them later. So we're doing this a little backwards today, right? We're talking about the word multidimensionality, and then we're going to try to give an experience of that. And to me, I don't know, sometimes it's a little harder when we have ideas or thoughts about things, you know, words, labels, because it can take us out of the experience. So we're going to talk about multidimensionality as energy, because to me, that's really what it is. It's the ability that we have to go beyond our physical senses and connect into energy. And then energy is really frequency and information. And so to me, that's how we get this, you know, extra information beyond our normal senses. And for me, what happens is I need to connect into the energy first, and then I'll get images, or I'll hear things, or I'll know things. I guess, you know, I wouldn't even say hear. I think for me, that's really more of my clairsentient. It's like I know what that energy is trying to say. And I've seen this time and time again with my clients in these sessions. So it's really neat how we can connect into the energy first and then get the information. I mean, that's how we want to do it anyway. So you can see now if we have a thought about multidimensionality and we try to connect into the thought about it, it may not get us all the way into the energy. That's why meditation is really good too, because we can get into a focused state and then move beyond a thought into the information, the actual information that's there. So for today's purposes, I'm going to say that your multidimensional experience is simply the ability for you to connect into the information beyond this 3D realm, so beyond the physical senses. That's all it's going to be, all right? So for our intents and purposes today, it's simply that, the ability to connect to information beyond the 3D realm. And this information has frequency, it is energy. And when you're making room for the soul, you are connecting to energy frequencies that you are naturally attuned to, and you integrate them within your physical system. And when you integrate them within your physical system, then you have knowledge of them, and then you can connect to them easier and easier. So it's like a little Lego kit, right? You're putting one together with another one that matches, and then you can build some structure or framework from that. So one of the easiest ways that I have found to teach, well, any of these bigger concepts to clients is through physical neurology. And what that is, you don't have to worry too much about what that is. That's not the point today. But to me, if I can take someone and get them aligned all the way through their neurological levels, then they can make changes easier. And the changes seem to last. Now, the trick is actually getting people to go through the physical neurological levels, because there are certain levels within us that interact with one another. And we'll go through this in a moment, so you don't have to understand it just yet. But just know that what I found through time is there are levels that like to stay the same that they have been, and they don't want to change. And these get a little testy when you try to shine some light on them. But sticking through this process is really fun. I usually have people walk through the process because it gets all of the body involved and all of their thoughts and all of their energy involved in the process. So I've studied over the years how people become energetically inclined, and I've sorted through some of their key neurological points. So I've interviewed people who are energetically intuitive, and then I kind of tried things out, or I would figure out what would be the commonality. And so I found some certain commonalities when people were able to connect into energetics. So today what I wanted to do, since we're making multidimensionality simple, we're going to go through neurological levels. And this is kind of fun because I think that it's an easy way for you to understand that when we're aligned in all of the levels, that we then can take on a concept like multidimensionality or connecting into energy and find that we can do it better and a lot easier and, quite honestly, a lot faster than, you know, trying to go through a lot of change work through time. So where do we begin? Neurology. All right. You know, this is actually from NLP. So I learned neurological levels when I was doing practitioner training. And I have to say, it's one of the best processes that I liked. I just liked it. It just made a lot of sense to me. And it helped me understand that there are different levels of us that play. And the mind is so complex. You know, thoughts get bound up into stories, and then stories create a reality for us. And so picking that apart, if you go and you look at it as if we have levels to us that are interplaying, it seems to help us, it helps us unravel the story or the thought loop. So think of neurology this way. Imagine you have a fleet of 6 ships, and they're all bound for an island. Now, at the island, there are people who are eagerly awaiting all of the necessities for life. So all their necessities for life and for thriving are on all of these ships. And they're waiting for the ships to all arrive and for the goodies to be delivered to them. And all 6 ships need to arrive at the same time and at the same place in order for the people to thrive. All the ships are equally important. And some of the goods and supplies rely on the other ships and what they're carrying in order for them to be used properly. So imagine that 1 or 2 or, three of these ships become misaligned and they start going in the wrong direction. Yeah, now we got some problems, right? Because the longer that these other ships start going off course, the harder it's going to be for them to get steered in the right direction. And sometimes the other ships, the other, you know, 3 ships, they don't even know that they've lost, you know, 1 or 2 ships. So it's important for them to kind of stay aligned with one another in order for the people who are relying on it to thrive so that they all get there at the same time. And so this is what neurological levels are about. It's about making sure that we are aligned with what we say we want. And in order for us to trust and discern the information we get, it's best to have all levels of us traveling in the same direction. And this is what I call living in a fully aligned neurology. So if you've only been trained to see what your physical senses are telling you, that is an aligned neurology. It's aligned in you. There is enough understanding and enough of your levels aligned with that belief, with that concept. So you've practiced it probably for many years, and the pathways are set. Your mind thinks certain thoughts about it, you hold certain beliefs, and you play in the environment with that truth. So the environment also gives back to you exactly what you're wanting, because that's what you're sorting for. And so this is where this neurology can be aligned, and it's a good thing, because, you know, this is how you know what reality is. And you can probably see why change can take a lot of time, right? When you want to change your perception of reality, you may have to change two or three, four, you know, sometimes up to five of your shifts. Maybe you just have an idea, like you have a purpose, and now you've got to get all of the other five ships aligned with you. That can be really, really daunting because sometimes they just don't want to go. So, you know, we want to talk about this in the way of aligned neurology for sensing this energy information we're calling multidimensionality. And we want to be able to extend your reality beyond your current understanding. So what we're going to do after this next break is we're going to actually go through what I call an aligned neurology. And it's going to be general, so it's not going to fit you exactly. You know, this is why I like spending one-on-one time with people, because everyone is unique. Everybody has their own language patterns, and they have their own way of making internal representations of their external world. You know, in NLP, we call this maps of the world. You know, we have our own map that we filter the world with, and those maps are very key to our sense of direction and our sense of who we are. So we always want to respect those maps. And so whenever I do more of the general stuff, I just try to take things that I've heard and kind of make them to where they would resonate somewhat. So the neurological levels that I focus on include for this topic, spirituality, identity, beliefs, capabilities, actions, behaviors, and environment. So when we get back, we're going to dive into this multidimensionality, this multidimensional aligned neurology, and see if you can hear the difference when someone is aligned in sorting the world this way. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Isn't it time to put your health first, to give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled michelle.com/book.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
The Janice Underwood Show. Helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Well, hello again. We were talking about aligned neurology before the break, and so I wanted to move through this because, well, as we know, time flies when you're having fun, huh? So let's go into this. We're going to make our purpose for this aligned neurology. And remember, we want this aligned neurology so that we can welcome multidimensional sensation or information receiving into our life. So that's what we want. We want to connect into this portion of us that knows about these other energies. And so what we're going to do is we're going to just have an example. And so all you're going to do is listen to this. So if someone has this aligned neurology, I want you to notice if you can tell how they would feel about multidimensionality. Would they feel like they were empowered to play with it, or do you think that they would not be able to? All right, So let's just say I've worked with this person and we've got them aligned in their neurology. So they come to me and they're like, okay, my goal is I want to know my multidimensional beingness. I'm like, sweet. All right. So that's our purpose. And when they are multidimensionally capable, So this would be their statement, their identity statement, which is, I am an energetic embodied soul. All right. So now they know that they are an energetic embodied soul and their purpose is to make room for multidimensionality in their life. And with this now, they can believe, so this is what they believe I know energy. And when they believe that, they know they are capable. So now they can say, I am capable of detecting and discerning energy. And then when they know that they're capable of doing that, because they have a belief that they know energy and they know that they're an embodied energetic soul, and they know that it supports their purpose for being multidimensional, then what they're going to do now in their life, and these are some things they came up with, which are, I practice energy awareness every day for 2 to 5 minutes. So this could be, maybe they decide to do meditation where they do multidimensional, exercises. And maybe the way that they behave now, they've decided is they're going to behave in a way that is conducive to a multidimensional being. So let's see, perhaps they decided that they're going to have a certain comfort in the world that they can trust their body to pick up energy, right? So that's their behavior and some of their actions. And then when they get to the environment, because they already have those actions and behaviors in place, they notice how they feel. So they could say this to me, I notice how I feel in the body when I am around people or in offices or in a restaurant. You know, they can pick the place. You know, it's fun to play with different places when you're discerning new energy. And so now they have that understanding of the environment where the environment can be their playground. And this is what I like. This is what I teach a lot of in the Life Creator System is, our environment is where it's at. It's where it gives us the information we need to see if we're on track and also to note what it is we want to have more of and also to create. I mean, we're here to co-create with the creative forces, with the universe, and that's where we need the environment. So with this person, if they came up to you and they said all of these things, can you see how they're aligned with it? They don't have any, well, you know, I would like to be multidimensional, but it's just not who I am, or I'm not capable of sensing energy. You know, those are the things that people tell themselves, which tell me that they're misaligned on one of these levels. And so for those two examples I gave you, one is at the belief level and one is at the capability level. So again, this is a simplified example. And by the way, we typically have, you probably already know this, we typically have several beliefs and lots of different actions and behaviors that support beliefs. And we also have actions and behaviors depending on the situation. So I wouldn't necessarily take my multidimensional practice into the bank when I'm trying to get, you know, an exchange, like a money exchange, right? Like maybe I'm going somewhere on a trip and I want to get euros and, you know, and I give them dollars, right? I probably won't use my multidimensional practice there with the teller because, you know, it's probably not the best place for me to do it. Now, I can probably internally do some energy tuning into the environment. And although, I don't know, you know, I find that if we can turn off and on our gifts, it's really good because, quite honestly, I don't want to be reading everybody's energy all the time. And so I don't, actually. I have an agreement with my gifts that I have a certain ritual. I have a certain practice that engages the energetic intuitive in me to do her work because other times, you know, I just want to maybe go through an experience, in a different way. So you can probably understand then this is why we want each level of our neurology and the belief that we want shifted to change, and we want it to be supported, and then the identity is supported, and then we can experiment. So there are some other things that, you know, that I like to talk about with multidimensionality. So if you're a person who really wants to move in that direction more and more, and I can say for me, just personally, I was out of my body for a lot of my life because I had chronic pain for many, many years. And it was really scary to be back in my body to be healed. You know, I had become accustomed to being in pain most of the time, which drove my moods and my emotions and how I dealt with people. And so, you know, my world was kind of set up to give me what I wanted, which was a lot of troublesome moments and some difficult relationships. But, you know, that's kind of what I was used to. And so when I started shifting, it was a little scary. And so one of the things that I've learned is that being in the body, and this is where the sacred psychic surgery comes in, it's really a beautiful process in which I've been able to take people into their bodies in ways that are really conducive not only to healing, but also to getting them into the present moment and getting them comfortable with being in their energetic selves. And it's really, it's amazing to me how it's shifted people's lives. So just simply if they were, let's just say a bank teller and they were this energetic being, so they weren't going to become a practitioner or anything, but it just shifted their whole relationship dynamic in the workplace. And so those are the things that we're looking for. You know, we're not looking necessarily for people to become practitioners and energy intuitives and help people in that way. You know, this really does support your everyday life. So with that, let's go back into talking about perception, because now it's perception. So if you remember the neurology we just went through, and I suggest kind of listening to that again, you'll notice that we're starting to shift perception. So we're starting to shift how we see the environment. We're shifting how we what we do every day. And what we believe we're capable of and what we believe about energy. And I think it's beautiful because you can really feel not only aligned in what you're trying to do, but also as a person. And when we know how to navigate the world, I always call it the center space within us, and all of us feel centered in a different way, we feel empowered. And that's really what this work is about. And when we feel empowered, we also feel capable of shifting our perception when we want to. So when you shift from, for example, for me, when I shifted from being an engineer to a coach, that took a lot of this neurological alignment, and it took me a while actually to really align it, because that was a huge shift in my perception of the world and what I was sorting for. You know, an engineer sorts their world a little bit differently than a coach who is wanting to empower people to walk in places that they haven't been before. You know, as an engineer, I was looking to the past to see what worked and to implement what worked, you know, into everyday life to make something maybe better. But we always had something, you know, to look back to. So it was always very past oriented, where here, you know, really sitting on the leading edge with people and saying, okay, what is it you think inspiration wants you to do right now? What is that idea you have? And we may not have seen it implemented in that way. So we have to now go into the energy and move with it and do some things that, you know, we haven't done yet and perceive in ways that you haven't perceived in. And this is what people call faith, right? So yes, it's really key. So shifting our perception is key when we're wanting to make these changes. And in NLP land, we call these maps of reality. And what I love in being a coach is to honor the maps of reality that sit before me. I consider myself a very clean coach in that I apply something called clean language because I really want to understand people's maps of the world. I don't want to put my map on them. I want to know how they're thinking and how we can get them where they want to go. So with perception, there are a few key things that I want to leave you with today because I think they're really good places for you to start understanding how you're perceiving reality, especially if you're wanting to move into multidimensionality and in this energetic beingness of yourself. So with that, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about our perception and some things that I have noticed that help people shift their perception that can help you do so too. All right, we'll be right back.
To Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
All right, we're back. We're back on the Janice Underwood Show, and we have been talking about getting aligned with sensing our world differently, talking about how multidimensionality is simply tapping into other energy. And so I want to leave you with some of the things that I have found help people shift their perception. And as we've been talking about, when we're aligned in what we want, we can make shifts in perception very quickly and with less, I call it with less heartache. So some of the key questions I ask people when I'm coaching them, especially when we're starting new work, is I want to ask them questions that pertain to how they're sensing reality. I call these their submodalities. And so basically I want to know, how do they know something's real? I mean, have you ever asked yourself that? How do you know something's real? What are your submodalities for that? In other words, how do you perceive the world and know that the table is real for you? So people use visual cues. When they remember something as real, there's definitely certain types of color palettes that they store them in. And also, there's also a certain energy they feel in their body, even though they don't articulate that. There's normally an energy that tells them, yes, that's real. And there are also some thoughts that also come behind that. And so there's this conversation that we can have about reality, like how would you know that that is something you want to pursue or that that has already been done? So they may see it in a magazine and then they remember it in their mind a certain way. And it's really how they remember it in their mind, not necessarily that they saw the magazine, that lets them know that it is a reality. So it's a really cool way that our mind works. And we call that the creator mindset in the Life Creator System. And so we work on tuning that so that the perception is helped as much as possible. And then we all have evidence procedures. You probably heard me say that there are certain ways that I get intuition external to myself, and I need a certain number that will tell me, yes, I've seen it enough that I can believe it. And everybody has different numbers of seeing something to know that it's real or to know that they're on track. And so eliciting what our evidence procedure is for reality is really important too. And so, for example, someone might need to hear something outside of them four times for them to know it's real. Or someone might have a combination of I need to see five signs and then I need to hear it twice. And we have this actually in the background. I mean, how we move through the world is all set up in our mind. And we've been doing it all of our life. We just don't know it. So it's always fun for people to understand whether or not they need to see something, they need to hear something, they need to touch something. There's all sorts of ways that people discern whether something's real. So you can imagine that making multidimensional a reality for you means that there's an internal process that you need to be able to rely on in order for you to know that you're getting information that you can use. And then when you get the information, when you discern and decide that the information is good for you, then you can work on ways of putting it into your life. Because, you know, we hear it, I'm sure you guys have been hearing this over and over and over again, that it's like, okay, it's great to be spiritual, but we need to put it in practice. And that's really what these years are about these days. So, and then, you know, there's another thing that I've picked up on that I have to say has been really challenging for people, which is the sort. I call it kind of a mental sort. All it means is just the way, again, that you're perceiving reality. That a lot of people tend to be externally referenced, meaning that they rely on the external world almost explicitly to tell them they are okay, they're on track, you know, whatever it is. And people who have lower self-esteem and low self-worth issues, they, and not the internally referenced people don't either, but I'm just saying what I've seen in my practices is that they tend to have to really rely on others to tell them how they're doing and what to do. And so one of the things that I have worked on with people over the years is making them more internally referenced, meaning that they can take in the information from themselves as well and give it a level of importance, and sometimes even a level of importance that's above what someone might tell them. So people who are internally referenced, we typically say, you know, they have to do things their own way. You know, I told them not to do it, but they don't listen. They have to, you know, they seem so independent in some ways, you know, because they just know it's right and they go after it. And other people who are not as internally referenced will maybe ask five people, hey, what do you think I should do? And then take a poll and then figure it out from there. So neither one is better than the other. But what I found in shifting reality is that it's good if we can be internally referenced as well as externally referenced. And, you know, we hear that all the time, right? You know, we have all the answers inside. You can count on yourself. You need to learn to rely on yourself as well. And anyway. Okay, cool. So that's a little bit about perception and alignment. And what I want to talk about now is just some ways that you can help that I have out there that can help you kind of integrate some of the things we're talking about, the creator mindset and the creator body and the creator energy. So it's been really cool to create from the energetic force of this work. And to me, this is how I work. I work energetically. So I go into the energy first and I pull, and then I'm available for the inspirations, the ideas. So one of the things that's really cool these days is the Creator Wisdom Nuggets. And those are designed to give you just small pieces of creator wisdom, is what it's called. And that's on my YouTube channel. So if you go to the show page and you click on the YouTube link, it'll take you there. I do those once a week, and interestingly enough, we're focusing on the Room for the Soul area of the card deck. So I think that is right on par for what we're talking about today, because it's all about relationship and relationship energetics. And then if you haven't listened to the show on giving your goals an energetic boost, I think it would be great to go and listen to that show, or at least get the handout. You can get the handout at realliferealchanges.com/energetic boost. All right. And I want to tell you all also that next week I'm going to have author Adam Tim on. He wrote a book called Stress is Optional, How to Kick the Habit. And he's going to be talking to us about how we can get our creator bodies in shape to run our creative energy. He's got this practical guide to living free and clear. And he's a really great grounded soul. So I'm really excited to talk to him about how stress affects our body and emotions, and he'll give us some tips on releasing them. And as always, I'll be here every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and 12 p.m. Eastern. And so I look forward to us coming together again. And I thank all of you for tuning in. And I hope the show has helped you with your multidimensionality self and retrieving that energetic intuitive in you. What else do we have? I think that's it, actually. If you want more information on the Life Creator System, you can go to janisunderwood.com. And with that, have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit janisunderwood.com.